Eventually, we moved on to beach balls, for crying out loud. Then there was galactic hail. And I would try to catch my dad in inconsistencies. He would tell me the story about, in the mountains of North Carolina, he would start the story about the steep hill, almost a cliff he had to climb just to get to school. And then he'd tell me some story and forget. And before I knew it, he was going home up another steep cliff and hill. I don't know what kind of geographical anomaly he grew up in. And I know, again, this is a Devar Torah, so I can't tell you I broke a Ten Commandment. But there's one about honoring your mother and father. My father started a story telling me, son, when the tsunami hit our town. And I'm like, Dad, stop. I'm sorry, man. There's no way you could have had a tsunami in the mountains of North Carolina. And my dad crosses his arms and gets indignant. He doesn't retreat. Who cares if you got your facts wrong? He looks at me and says, boy, I'm telling you the tsunami hit it. It was a long time ago, before the internet. You can't look it up, but it happened. And so, two stories about vision. And so the first one I want to tell you is a part of my father and my grandfather's tradition. As Stephen Colbert says, it has a high level of truthiness, but it's not quite true. And this story about vision is very simple. I was, at a very young age, the youngest elected in my city at that time, youngest elected person, I was on the city council in Newark, New Jersey, and I was also at the same time serving on the board of trustees at Stanford University. And so I had this interesting experience of leaving the board of trustees essentially for a city and flying to California to serve on the board of trustees of that university. And I do it 5 times a year. And one day I'm in a council meeting in a fight. And I don't know what kind of cities you guys come from.